14 lines from the end of the page. 12a3. Okay, the Gemara is discussing when they make leap years, and the Gemara said you can't do it for next year, and the Gemara asked Rabbi Akiva did it in jail, so he said he didn't do 3 years in a row. In jail, he planned for when the next three times it's going to be. Okay? Now the Gemara says, we don't make a leap year, not in Shvius, not in the sabbatical year, and not in the year after Shvius. And the reason for this is like this. There's basically a shortage of food in the Shemitah year because you can't plant, right? And the year afterwards, there's no food. So making a leap year causes Pesach, the Omer, to be a month later, and then people have a food shortage. So the Gemara says you don't make a leap year not when there's a shortage of food. Like remember we learned before, in a hunger year, you also don't do it. So Shemitah is basically similar to a hunger year because there's very little produce. So you can do it. Erev Shvius, a Maser Regin La'aber, when did the court usually try to make a leap year if possible? Erev Shvius, on the sixth year of the 7 year cycle. But Ram Gamliel's Bezdin did make, unlike the Tanakhama that says you don't make the eighth year a leap year, in Ram Gamliel's house they did. I mean, the Bezdin of Ram Gamliel they did.
So they missed, how is it? 6 year?
No. The Tanakhama says seventh and eighth year, no. Mm-hmm. Right? Sixth year, yes. Because then they wouldn't have to make 7th and 8th. Right? The 6th year, there was 2 food. Then Gemara says, Ram Gamliel, though, when he was the Beis Din, he did make it on the 8th year.
Either.
No. That's not what it says. Homa Abram Mitzvah Shvius. They used to make the 8th year Shemitah. So the Gemara says, what's the argument between the Chachamim and Ram Gamliel? V'plukta Dani Tanoim. They're arguing in the argument of different Tanoim. The Tanya, it says, a mevin yerek mechutz la'aretz, you're not allowed to bring vegetables or grain from outside of Eretz Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, where Beisenu itiru. And the Chachamim permitted it. Okay, what's this thing talking about? Outside of Eretz Yisrael, okay, it's Tom. Yud Beis Amid Aleph. By now we're like 10 lines in the end of the page. Okay? It says, you don't bring Yerek vegetables outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? The Gemara is going to explain this whole thing. And the Chachamim permit it. Therefore, okay, the Tanakhama that says you don't make, it's going to explain in a second. The Tanakhama that holds that you don't make leap year after Shvius, holds like the Tanakhama, that you can't bring vegetables outside of Eretz Yisrael. And Gamliel holds like the Chachamim. Okay, now, there's a din of Tumah outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Chacham didn't want Jews living outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Chacham made a takana that all the earth, Gusha of Chutz La'aretz is Tamei. They just, Chacham said, you know what? The earth of Chutz La'aretz is Tamei. Now, the question is, therefore, one opinion says you can't bring vegetables from outside Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, because it's going to make Tumah problems in Israel. The other Tan holds, you are allowed to. The ground might be tummy, but not the vegetables. Okay? So now, what's the problem of making a leap year after Shvius? There might not be enough produce. But if you can import produce, then there's not a problem. If you can import, then the Jews will have what to eat. So you get from Chutz La'aretz, import it into Eretz Yisrael. So the Tanakhama, the Chachamim that say, we don't make a leap year after Shemitah, they hold you're not allowed to import. So then there's going to be a food shortage, because you're not going to have what to eat. So therefore you can't make a leap year. The Chachamim hold that you are allowed to import, I mean the Gamliel holds, like the Chachamim, that you are allowed to import. So therefore, Ram Gamliel says, what's the problem making a leap year after Shemitah? You'll import from Chutz La'aretz, big deal. It's not a problem. It's rabbinic.
So according to that opinion, somebody cannot do burial outside the Eretz Yisrael?
The body's anyway tummy. What's the difference?
I don't know.
Sigmar says, my binayu. Sigmar says, what's the difference? This is the question. What's, why does the one opinion say you could import vegetables and one, the part of your produce, yarek normally is vegetables. Here being yarek, produce, not trees, things that grow from the ground, produce, grain, and everything. Sigmar says, my binai, what's the machlekes between the chachamim and the tanakam and the chachamim? He says, Amir abiyemi achayshin legushayin ika binayu. Are we afraid of clods of earth that are brought together with the vegetables? In other words, the vegetables themselves are not going to be tummy. But if they bring it together with the earth, you know, a lot of times you find dirt, that, so that's going to be tummy. So the question is, are we afraid the vegetables are going to come in with earth or not? That's the simple argument. Okay.
They do.
Rabban, Rabban learned. Eim ha'abinus ha'shonim in the, we do not add a leap year because of tumah. Okay, now let me explain like this. Normally, a person who's tameh cannot bring a korban Pesach. The Torah says clearly, if you're tameh, you can't bring a korban Pesach. You have to push it off for Pesach Sheni. Right? That's pasuk in Chumash. But we also learned, for the learned Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, that if the tzibur is tameh, if the whole tzibur is tameh, then you push off, then you don't, tumah hutra b'tzibur, or tchuyu, we'll soon see. Tumah, the laws of tumah, either is pushed off, or it's permissible.
How can the whole
tzibur
be
tumah? How can the whole tzibur be tumah? By Hanukkah, they're fighting a war. Whatever, it could be a lot of cases that the whole tzibur is tumah, whatever, for whatever reason it is. Okay? So now, or El Mashul, it says a case, a Nasi, the Gemara is going to say this later. The Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, passes away, says a chiyuv for everybody to become tummy. In other words, everybody to go to the funeral. Okay? So then the whole tzibur, whatever, they're weird cases, it's not very common, but there are cases, by the way, tzibur doesn't mean every single Jew. It means the majority of the Jewish people.
But they go and touch him?
But you're under the tent, under the roof, whatever. Okay, so now, there's a din like this. If the tzibur is tamei, so then, you don't push it off to Pesach Sheni, everybody brings the carbon Pesach on time. Because tumah hotar b'tzibur, tchuyu b'tzibur, the laws of tumah doesn't apply when everybody's tamei. Okay? Remember, we when we learn in Chanukah, yeah? The tummy, all the oil became tummy until they found that one little jug, right? So all the Rishonim ask, but tumah hotar b'tzibur, they're allowed to use the impure oil because when the tzibur is tummy, the laws of impurity don't apply. Okay, all the various things. So the Gemara says like this: if the tzibur is tummy, so the tzibur brings the korban Pesach. Now the question is like this.
They cannot bring the korban Pesach.
If the tzibur is tummy, everybody could bring.
Everybody can bring.
There's no din of tumah by a tzibur. When the tzibur is tummy, the laws of tumah don't apply. Yeah. Now, what happens if in the month of Adar, all the Jewish people are tummy? Now, they're going to be tummy in Nissan. It'll come out, they'll be tummy in Nissan. We'll see Rashi and Tais ask, like, pre-planned tumah, whatever. They say, Lamashal, the Nasi is very sick. This is the case, they bring that. The Nasi was very, very sick. And he might have died in the beginning of Nissan. And then all the Jews would be tamei. So by making a leap year, then by the time this thing comes around, everybody will be finished with the tumah.
Why would everybody be tamei? Because they would go to the levaya.
Yeah, they would be tamei because we went to levaya. Mm. So now the question is: should we make a leap year because of tumah? That, in other words, that the Jews shouldn't be tamei at the time of the Korban Pesach. So sometimes by making a leap year, it would prevent tumah. And if you don't make a leap year, there would be tumah. So the question is, do you make a leap year for that reason? So one second. Tanya Rabbanan. Eim ha'abinus ha'shonim b'nei ha'tumah. You don't make a leap year because of tumah. Rab Yehuda Eimim ma'abin. That you do make a leap year. We'll soon see in the Gemara the whole thing. Amen Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda said, Ma'ithi b'chizki melech Yehuda. There's a story with chizki melech Yehuda. She'ibis ha'shonim b'nei ha'tumah. Okay? That he made a leap year because of tumah, ubika shrachme malatzmi. And he pleaded to Hashem for the sin that he did by making a leap year because of Tumah. So in other words, you see, this opinion says, Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof to the Tanakhama that you don't make a leap year for the sake of Tumah.
But if
that means you don't do it. What?
He say that he mistake. He said mercy of God or some forgiving from God. He did something wrong because he did.
That's right. That's what he's saying. Chizkiah Melech made the leap year because of Tumah, and he said I did something wrong, which means that you don't make a leap year for Tumah, right? So that's like the first opinion that you don't make a leap year because of Tumah.
Something you have to do.
No, the Gemara has the choice to do it. The Gemara says you do it or you don't. You came late. You do it or you don't do it, and then the Gemara says, but the Chizkim said I did something wrong, which means you don't do it. Obika shachmer latzmi dechsiv ki mar besaam rabbis mi Ephraim for the multitude of the people, many from Ephraim and Manasseh, Yisachar zvulin lehitardu, they did not purify themselves ki achos a pesach. Because they ate Pesach differently than it was written in the Chumash, and then the pasuk says Chizkia davened, and he said Hashem aleim lema Hashem atevi chaperbad, may God forgive what I did. Okay, so there's an argument if you do it or not. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain soon what is the argument why one opinion says you do push it off because of Tumah. And one opinion says you don't push it off because of Tumah. The Gemara will explain this in a second. Now, the Gemara says that Shimon Emes has a third opinion. So one opinion says you make a leap year because of Tumah, that they shouldn't be Tameh. Another opinion says you don't make a leap year, they should be Tameh. And then Reb Shimon has a third opinion, that you don't, but if they did, it's good.
Between both of them.
Yeah, he's in between. Reb Shimon Emes, im ipnei Tumah brua mu'beres. It is a leap year. Why did Chizkiah Melech then say he did something wrong and ask for forgiveness? Because with the evidence, it's a good leap year. Shema Abren ele Oder. Because the din is, you can only make Oder as a leap year. But who Ibn Nissen ben Nissen? He made two Nissens. That was his sin. So the Pshimon holds that instead of two others, Chizkiah made two Nissens, and Pesach should be in the second Nissen. That you're not allowed to do. Because the din is, once, if Beis Din didn't proclaim a leap year, and it becomes Aleph Nissen, and Beis Din says, oh, we need to make a leap year, it's too late already.
You snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose. You can only do it in order, make a second order. And the Gemara is also going to learn that out from a pasuk.
Rabbi,
what?
The din that if the whole... everyone is Tameh. Does that mean that everyone, if like one person is not Tameh, then they can't do it?
No, Tzibur means the majority.
Oh, okay.
And then he says another reason. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda emir mishum Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rav Shimon, what was Chizkiah's sin? If you hold that you could be the Eved, if you make the leap year, it's good. So why did Chizkiah sin? So one answer is because he made the leap year in Nissen, two Nissens, and you could only make two others. And the answer is, Menei Shehi says Yisrael Latzis Pesach Sheini. Because what was the sin? After Chizkiah made a leap year, he told the Jews to do a Pesach Sheni. And that was his mistake, because once he made the leap year was valid. They should have brought carbon Pesach on the first time. So this is the various things. So the Gemara that we're learning today is very simple. Do you make a leap year because of Tumah or not? One opinion says yes, one opinion says no, right? And then the Gemara also brought, well, the first thing was the argument about Shvius, the Matoy Shvius with the Yerek, if you can import or not. Now the Gemara is discussing, do you make a leap year because the people are going to be Tummy when it comes to Pesach? Should we make a leap year that they shouldn't be Tummy? One opinion says yes, one opinion says no, one opinion says you don't, but if you did, the leap year stays a leap year.
Yes, you told us that if the old majority of people Tummy, the Tummy is not applied. Why you want
to that's what the Gemara is going to discuss right now. But right now, I'm going to preface it with another din. Okay, just to have an understanding of the way this works. The Torah says, to save a life, you could eat treifa food. Pikuach nefesh, right? You can eat treifa food. There's two ways of looking at it. One way of looking at it is that right now the Torah says it's kosher.
The train.
Yeah. The Torah says, in pikuach nefesh, this food is kosher. Another way of looking at it is it's still treif, but you're allowed to eat it.
It's kosher.
What's the difference?
No.
Both you can eat.
One blocks the arteries, one blocks the arteries, one doesn't.
Both you can eat.
Yes, you could eat.
So,
the question is,
kosher or not kosher?
Are you eating treif, but the Torah tells you to do it, or does the food become kosher?
At this moment, both the same.
It's not.
The red light is the red light. So the ambulance can go through it.
A very simple question. Did you impurify your soul by eating it?
No.
If the Torah says it's kosher, then you never ate treif. If you ate treif, yes, the Torah says you're allowed to eat it. Yeah? But the bottom line is, you did eat treif. The Torah says you can eat it. But the bottom line is, you ate treif. Okay, so that's stop to get into the mindset. When the Torah says that when the tzibud is tamei, the laws of tumah don't apply, the Gemara is going to say, is it duchuya or hutra? Is the laws of tumah pushed off, or the laws of tumah becomes hutra? In other words, when the tzibud is tamei, again, the same question. Does it mean that they're not Tomei? Or does it mean they're Tomei, but the Torah says bring it anyway? What's the question?
Which one is Hutra, which one is Tchuya?
We know which one.
The question is Tuma Tchuya B'tzibur or Hutra? Which one's which?
No, Tchuya is meaning that
Tchuya pushed off, Doche. And Hutra means it's Mutter. What's the question? Very simple. If Tuma is hutra, it becomes permissible, then who cares for Bezen to make a leap? You know, no, let him not make a leap year. And there'll be Tomei, but there's no Tuma. If the Chuya means the Tuma is there, but you push it off, it's pushed off, that means really the people are Tomei. So then you do everything possible that they shouldn't be Tomei. In other words, very simple. It's very, very simple. If Tumah dies, there's no din of Tumah, if the tzibur is Tameh, so why do I need to make a leap year? It's allowed anyway. It's mutter. It's as if they're not Tameh. Hutra means as if they're not Tameh. So why bother making a leap year? Let them bring it that year when they're Tameh. Because they're not Tameh. But if you hold they're Tameh, but the Torah pushes it off. So then it makes sense. Let's make a leap year, because then it's last resort. The Torah says, listen, the Tomei, we have no choice. But if you have a choice,
push it
off.
What
1 minute. So the Gemara says, this argument between the Chachamim and Rabban Gamliel, if you push it off for Tumah or not, is dependent, what is the din of Tumah when it comes to a tzibur? If you hold when the tzibud is tamei, they are not tamei hutra. That means there is no tuma. Then why do you need to make a leap year? Let them bring it. There's no tuma. It's just as if they're not tamei. But if you hold duchuya, which means they are tamei, but we push it off. So if you can make it in a way that they're not tamei, then you have to do it. So therefore, you would make a leap year that they shouldn't be tamei. Very simple.
If we have the choice to make leap year, we do it. If not, we go continue.
Right.
That's
yeah, but it depends why. You just don't do it because you're in the mood.
That's why by Hanukkah they tried to find something. It's never suspended.
Yeah, but the question over there, you're relying on a miracle instead. If you're allowed to do that, you're not talking about a miracle.
No,
over there, by Chanukah, you're talking.
No, they didn't give up looking for something to. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but eventually they should have. Well, it was only enough for one day.
Okay.
So they should have used the tumah dekei, even if you're
tchuya. They were prepared to use a tumah.
That's a whole different reason. Rebbe explained, because that's what the Greeks wanted. But in halacha, In halacha, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe in halacha they were holding that it's not the chuya, it's just lutra.
So then for sure they should have used the tamidika oil.
No.
Either way over there they should have used the tumidika oil. Okay, Amar Mar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda said that because of tuma ma'abrin, right? Rabbi Yehuda said before in the Sprice that for a tuma you make a leap year. Alma, you say Rabbi Yehuda, tuma tchuyi b'tzibur. Right? So this is what we're saying. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you make a leap year? Because he doesn't hold hutra. He only holds tchuyi. So if you can get rid of the tuma, you'd have to do everything possible to get rid of the tuma. Right? So the Gemara said, but we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds in a different place hutra. The Gemara is asking a contradiction on Rabbi Yehuda himself. For Tanya, it says in the Braisa like this. Tzitz, ben she yashnal mitzche, ben sheina mitzche meratzim. The din is like this. You know the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, that golden plate on his head that said Kodesh LaHashem. What was the purpose of the tzitz? It says to forgive the aveda of Jews going tamei into the Beis Hamikdash not knowing about it.
Yeah.
In other words, no, not to be mechaper an accidental Jews going into the Beis Hamikdash when they're tamei.
That was the only purpose of it.
That was one of the main purposes of it. Okay, so it says like this. Now, not always did the Kohen wear the Kohen Gadol wear the tzitz. I mean, you know, didn't always wear the tzitz.
No.
Went to sleep, he didn't wear it.
No.
If he wasn't in the Beis Hamikdash, he didn't. When the Kohen Gadol went home.
Right. No. In the Beis.
He had a break during the day to watch television, so he took off the tzitz.
In the Beis Hamikdash, this was one of the Shmoneh Begadim that...
Yeah, it was the Shmoneh Begadim that he had to wear, but if he didn't have to wear it, he didn't wear it.
The sin of Jews or the sin of the Kohen?
No, any Jew that went into the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. So it says like this. Tzitz, ben she yashnal mitzchah, whether the tzitz is worn on his head. Ben she yashnal mitzchah, whether the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Meratz. It forgives the people. Divrei Rab Shimon. That's what Rab Shimon holds.
Whether he wears it or not?
Yeah. Now.
Just the existence of the tzitz in this world.
Like even in his
pocket.
Forgives
the Jews having gone to the place of the Shemitah.
As long as the tzitz existed in the world when the guy brought a carbon as a tamei, it forgave. Rab Yudayimah, no. Eidei al mitzchei meratzah. If it was still on his forehead, meaning if the Kohen Gadol was wearing it at the time the Jew brought the carbon when he wasn't allowed to, then it forgives. If it's not being worn, ein meratze. So the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds the fact that the tzitz exists, if a guy brought a carbon when he was tamei, the tzitz forgave it. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It only worked if it was on his head. So if a guy brought a carbon when he was tamei, when the tzitz was not worn by the Kohen Gadol, he wasn't accepted. So Amalei Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon said to Rab Yehuda, Kohen Gadol b'yei makipurim yechiyach. Okay? I'll prove it to you. The Kohen Gadol, yeah, on Yom Kippur sometimes wore gold, and when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wore white.
White.
Correct?
Yes.
He didn't go in with gold. Yes. Now, when the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz, what did he do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Got forgiveness for the sins. That means even if he wasn't wearing it, it was forgiving.
But he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
1 minute. Kohen Gadol b'yei makipurim yechiyach. He said, she'enei amitzchei. It's not on his forehead. Umeratzi yet makes everything acceptable. Right? Now, Amalei, so he says, you see from here, that even if you don't wear the tzitz, you get forgiven. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, hanach liyei makipurim, forget about Yom Kippur, shetuma hutra b'tzibur. Over there, there's no tuma. So it doesn't matter if a guy brings a carbon. So what do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds here? Hutra. And yet we just got through saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds tchuya, and therefore you need to make a leap year. So let him make up his mind. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold Tchuya or does he hold Hotra? Which one does he hold? So the Gemara asks back typical Jewish way. Yeah? I'll ask you a question on himself. We said before, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ma'abrin, that you do make a leap year because of Tumah, right? And then Rabbi Yehuda says, the same Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a story with Chizkiah Melech that we just learned, that he made a leap year, and he asked mercy for forgiveness. He said, you think that makes sense? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can make a leap year for Tumah, and then Rabbi Yehuda quotes a story to contradict his own opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can make a leap year for Tumah. Then he says, by the way, there's a story with Chizkiah Melech that made a leap year, and he begged mercy because he did something wrong. So the Yehuda is contradicting himself. Because if you're allowed to make a leap year, why did Chizkiah Melech ask forgiveness for doing it? Right? Therefore, we must say the whole Brice is missing. There's a lot of words missing in the Brice. Al-Chsur and Mechsra, the Brice is missing. This is what it's supposed to be. You're not allowed to make a leap year because of Tumah. Vim Ibrua, and if they did make a leap year, Mu'ubaris. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Eina Mu'ubaris. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, even if you made a leap year, it's not a leap year.
What
do
you mean?
Huh? Bryce is again. It's not a Mishnah. Even Mishnah, sometimes the Gemara does this. But in the Brice, we turn, it's all oral, it was left outside the Mishnah, a lot of them were incorrect, okay, and they quoted Brices, and Gemara fixes the Brice.
Yeah,
right, no, they fixes the Brice. So he says, in our Brice, it's a Rabbi Yehuda says, you do make a leap year. The correct version of the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't. For Amr Rabbi Yehuda, not only that, Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof from Chizkiah Melech, that he made a leap year, and he made a mistake, and he asked forgiveness. So the Gemara says, "Yahachi Rabshim im ibnayatumi ibrua mubares." So then there's a problem, because according to the Tanakhama, not Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara is changing the brisa now. According to the first opinion, the Chachamim hold that if they did make a leap year, even though they shouldn't have, it's mubares. But that's what Rab Shimon says. It's the same opinion as the Tanakhama. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Amarav lechatchila ikabeinau. The difference is only lechatchila if you do it. In other words, the Tanakhama holds, lechatchila you can make a leap year because of Tumah. Rab Yehuda holds, even if they made the leap year, you can't do it. It's not a leap year. Rab Shimon says, you don't do it, but if they did it, it's good. So Leperl, according to this, Rabbi Yehuda really holds Hutra, like he does by Yom Kippur, and the Chachamim hold Tchuya. We might just switch it around. But this is Bechal, this argument is brought down in many places.
We're not going to hold the Yom Kippur, the day of the Yom Kippur, he's the one that holding for the Kohen Gadol, was not the feast.
Yeah, but it's nothing, 1 minute, it's different here in the Gemara.
The fact that the Kohen Gadol didn't wear the tzitz twice on Yom Kippur shows that just the fact that the tzitz existed.
Well, that was the Gemara's question.
That's the whole point.
The Gemara's question was the fact that the Kohen Gadol didn't wear the tzitz, you see, it was still mechaper. So the Gemara says, over on Yom Kippur, you didn't need the tzitz.
Only on Yom Kippur.
Right. Hanukh Yom Kippurim, he says.
The day itself forgives.
So that means all the sins of all the Jews were mechaper because the sis existed.
Right after Yom Kippur, they started again. Sinning. Like we do.
But his question.
What's his question?
So the tzitz itself, the existence of the tzitz became?
It's a machaikis, Rabbi Yudin, Rabbi Shimon, no?
But the sis is there.
What's the halacha on that?
That's what you're trying to find.
What's the difference if it doesn't exist today? He's not going to pass on Shulchan Aruch what the halach is. The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam paskins that if it's still on the thing, it forgives, and if not.
Yes, where?
Where's the Rambam?
Yeah, No, he has to wear it. The Kohen Gadol has to wear it.
In Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, Parag Dalet Halacha Ches.
In Yom Kippur,
it says here, I don't have to.
He has to wear it. He has to wear it in other
feasts. For the Jews to be forgiven, except on Yom Kippur.
Makes sense. Like, let's fill in. It's sitting there, it's not going to do anything. Put it on your head, it does something.
Yeah, but the one opinion says the tzitz itself, the fact that it exists, is forgiving.
Why did he wear it twice on Yom Kippur?
Because when he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim, he couldn't wear any gold. Had to wear white.
So was it made by Moshe Rabbeinu?
The tzitz? The original tzitz was, but then there were a bunch of tzitz in later. That's why there's a whole argument. When it says, and the tzitz said Kodesh Lashem. So one opinion says, on top it said Lashem underneath the Kodesh. One opinion says it was next to each other. And one of the Tanoim said, I was in Rome and I saw the tzitz in the Vatican then, whatever it was. And it was on one line, whatever. There's a whole discussion. Was it one?
So that's a proof that the tzitz exists now. Because it was made by Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, but they made tzitz in afterwards also. Correct. Got ruined, whatever.
But the fact that it exists.
The Vatican has a lot of things of the Beis Hamikdash.
It exists. The donkey exists. Everything exists.
The donkey exists.
The donkey that's going to bring
Moshe. Well, that's not in the Vatican, though.
Where they save it?
That's in the zoo. They capture the second Beis Hamikdash. They don't show it off. It's in the archives. They don't let anybody there.
I want to get a freebie.
It only forgave the sins of the Jews having gone to the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. One of the things, yeah.
Not all the sins, no Rami, no?
Not Lashon Hara, not Trey.
It was... it was for Tuma, no, what can I do? What do you want from me? Okay. Okay, next. Tanya Nami Hochi, so we talk and learned in the Braise. You don't make a leap year because of Tumah to begin with. That you do. Because so what did he do? So why did he ask Rachmanis if b'diavad is a good leap year? Why did Chizki ask forgiveness? Because and he was made a leap year of Nissan. Okay? So therefore the Gemara says it wasn't the sin of Chizki that he made a leap year. The sin was that he made two Nissans instead of two others. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what's the source that you can't make two Nissans. Maybe you can make a leap year Nissan.
Said before, we had it has to be other.
Why?
We had it.
The Gemara didn't say the reason. Now the Gemara is going to go with reason. The Gemara said that before, the Gemara said the statement.
Right, the statement.
But what's the source of it?
Okay.
Oh, okay, so. So the Gemara says, I'm a mad. That we said before in the Gemara, Ma'abin and other. The only month you can make a leap year, two others. Well, Ibn Nissan bin Nissan. And he made the leap year once it was Nissan already. So the Gemara says, but Lachar, it's a clear pasuk. It says, V'lesi d'chizki achredesh hazeh lochem. Zen Nissan, that this is only one Nissan. And ain achen Nissan, there can't be any other Nissan, because that means this is Nissan. Meaning only this month is Nissan, you can't have two Nissans. So how can Chizkiah make a mistake in an open pasuk, seeming that we learn out that Nissan cannot be a leap year? So he said like this, Tobit the Shmuel. He made a mistake in Shmuel's din. What was the din? Amen. Abin Aseshana b'yim shleishim shalada. The din is like this. Bezdin has to make two others in other. Now what's the last day they can make a leap year? So Shmuel says, you can't do it on the 30th of Adar. The latest time you could do it is on the 29th day of Adar. Why? Because like we learned, some months are 29, some months are 30. This 30th day, technically could be Nissan. So therefore then, you're making Nissan in Nissan, not in other. You're making the leap year in Nissan. Like we said, once Aleph Nissan comes, you can't make a second other. So Shmuel takes it a step further. Even on the 30th of Adar, you can't because it's fit to be Nissan. And that was Chizkiah's mistake. Chizkiah made the leap year on the 30th day of Adar. And that he couldn't do.
And was it actually Nisan already?
Huh?
Was it actually Nisan already?
No. Well, let's see in the Gemara. Tom and Shmuel made a mistake in Shmuel. The Amish Shmuel said, you can't do it on the 30th of Adar. Why? He says, because because technically it could be Nissan. If the court didn't want to extend the 29th day, right, then that day would have been Nissan. So therefore, and that day, which is could even be maybe Nissan, the Chachamim say no. It's rabbinic. The Chachamim say no. But Chizkiah held, we don't say it could have been Nissan. In other words, what happened was Chizkiah made the leap year and the 30th day of Adar.
It's Adar, Rabbin.
But Shmuel holds mid Rabbanin, you can't. They had to do it to figure it out a day earlier.
We say 30th of Adar. We don't say Aleph Nisan.
I understand. But Shmuel holds rabbinically, Minatay would be good. Okay, but rabbinically, the fact that this day could be Nisan, technically, you don't make a leap year that day. And Chizkiah didn't hold of that. Chizkiah said you could. So, afterwards it seems that Chizkiah realized his mistake, so he asked Rachmanis. Taninami hachi, so Taka says in the Braisa like Shmuel, okay? Ein ma'abin says shana b'yem shleishim shel Adar. You don't make a leap year on the 30th day of Adar. Why? V'hoyo v'roi l'kevin nissen. Okay? Right. Okay, that's the Gemara ended up with this whole story with the leap year and Nissan and why and Tchuya and Hutra and that whole thing of Tumah. Okay.
So why did he make it on Nissan? Why didn't he do it?
He did it on the 30th of Adar.
But
30th
is the night of Nissan, no?
The Gemara says his sin was that
Nisan,
But
the Gemara, we just said the Gemara explained that his sin was he made it on the 30th of Adar, not like Shmuel. Okay, Reb Shimon Yudaim and Reb Shimon Yuda says the name of Reb Shimon. What was the sin of Chizkiah Melech? Why did he ask forgiveness? Because Shehi says Yisrael Lassi's Pesach Sheni. He made the Jews do Pesach Sheni when they could have done it Pesach Rishon. Right? So Gemara says, Hey Chidami, let's analyze the case. Amiravashi Kagan Shah Yisrael Machzit Tameim or Machzit Tahedim. The Jews were exactly 50-50. That's a weird case. The Jews, it's very funny, you know, to say the Jews exactly 50% were Tamei and 50% weren't.
Yeah.
1 minute. V'noshim ashlimis latahedim. Okay, and the women were added to the Torah people. V'eid v'saleim. So by counting the women, so you had more people that were Torah than Tame. Right.
Not all the women, the ones who didn't have the...
No, if you counted the women, yeah, then were more Torah than Tame. Yeah.
But even if the woman was in her period or something.
So we're talking about only Tumas Mess, right? Power.
Yeah, Tumas Mess.
So
what happened? The majority now?
So now the majority is Torah.
Yeah.
Why do we assume that men are more apt to be tummy than women?
No, you're just saying what the fact was.
The men go out.
Fact? But it was just a fact.
The men went out of the house, so there was no possibility.
Less chance of getting tummy.
When? Yeah, but the fact... The story is totally irrelevant. The story is, what was the case in Chizkiah's time? Okay? Mar says, because he made the Jews do Pesach Sheni. Okay, that's what he did wrong.
Is the sin that he made them make Pesach Sheni, or his sin is that he made
No.
Leap year.
That's one opinion. The Gemara discussed three opinions what happened. What was Chizkiah's sin? One opinion is that he did it for Tumah. Right? And the other opinion says that he made the leap year in this sin. Or 30th day of Adar. And there's a third reason. Because he made the Jews bring Pesach Sheni instead of Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says, what's the story here? The Gemara says, Rav Ashi explains, half the men were Tamei, half the men were not Tamei. Counting the women, it was more Tahar. Now, what's the din if the majority of the Jews are Tahar? The Tahar Jews bring Pesach Rishon on time, and all the Tamei people bring a Pesach Sheni. Simple,
the
right?
Women don't
bring. Relax. Okay. What's the din if the majority of men are Tahar? If the majority of men are Tamei, then everybody brings Pesach Rishon on time. Right? Because the Torah says, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, because in Baal Eischa, the Torah says, Vayiu anoshim asherhu Tamei lenefesh adam. There are a few people that were Tamei. According to one opinion, there were two people. No, the guys at the Moshe Rabbeinu said, take away the bodies of Nadav and Avihu, Uziel and whatever the name was.
The cousins.
The cousins, yeah. Take you. Okay, so they were Tamei. Okay, whatever. So, if the majority of Jews are Tahar, and the minority is Tamei, even by the way, 51% Tahar and 49% Tamei, the 51% brings it Pesach properly. And 49% bring a Pesach Sheni. If 51% is Tamei, everybody brings it on Pesach Rishon. That's Halach. Correct? Got it? Very simple.
Because
majority is Tamei. Then there's no Tumah. So then everybody brings it. Now, the case over here was exactly 50-50. But the women outweighed and made it Tahar. Okay, so what's the story now? So he says like this. Mi'ikore Savar, originally Chizkiah thought, Nashim Berishen Echevel, that the women are obligated to bring a Korban Pesach. Now, if they're obligated to bring Korban Pesach, you can count them for the majority. Because they're also Chayiv. Right? If women are not obligated in Korban Pesach, then you can't add them to the list because they're irrelevant. Right? I mean, don't tell women they're irrelevant. In this din, they're irrelevant. Yeah, okay. So Mikar Savar, initially he thought, Nashim B'Rishen Echeva, okay? So therefore, so what happened? So now, it was exactly 50-50. Dava Miyotin Tmeim, because of that, minority were Tamei, Umiyotin Mitchol Pesach Sheni. Okay, now, if you hold women are obligated in the Korban Pesach, so they added to the majority. Correct? So the majority was Tahar. Therefore, when does the minority bring?
Sheni.
Pesach Sheni. That's what he initially thought. But then what happened? L'b'seif savanosh shembirishen rishus. He thought they're optional only Korban Pesach. If they're only optional, then you can't count them in the majority, then the Tmeim Ruba, if you didn't count the women, right? So then,
it's equal
50-50. Then, the Tmeim Ruba, and the push, the main thing, then they pushed off the Pesach Sheni. I'm sorry, the Ruba Lay Mitcha the Pesach Sheni. And the majority doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. In other words, if it's exactly 50-50, it goes to Tzibur Estamei. Okay, so now, what was Chizkiah's mistake? Chizkiah made a big mistake. It was 50-50. Now, without the women, 50-50 is the Tzibur Estamei. Then they bring the Korban Pesach and the first Pesach, because everybody's Tamei. Okay. What happened was, it was 50-50. The women made more people Tahar. That means, only the Tahar people bring a Pesach Rishon, the Tamei bring a Pesach Sheni. Why did he count the women for the majority? Because he said women are obligated in Korban Pesach. If they're obligated, we can count them for the majority. Okay? Yeah. So therefore he said, let the miut bring Pesach Sheni. But reality was, you can't count the woman. Because they're not obligated. One minute. Because they're not obligated.
That's an halacha. They're not obligated.
If they are. If they're not obligated,
they are equal.
Then it's 50-50. Then everybody has to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon. So his sin was that because of that mistake, he made the minority bring Pesach Sheni when really everybody should have brought Pesach Rishon.